Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's that time of year when you've got to find interesting people to talk to because we're all grinding through the summer months getting ready for college football. David Smoke does an awesome job with those guys at 365 Sports. They started off as Baylor-centric, then they were Texas, now they're Big 12, and they're really everything. They cover it all at 365 Sports. Find them on YouTube and find them on X at David Smoke. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Glad that you're here as always. As a part of the show, make sure you are subscribed to the channel and, of course, leave a rating and a review on the podcast. And thank you, as always, to our radio affiliates. Well, David, it's great to have you here, my friend. I appreciate the time. And there's a lot going on in the world of college sports. I know you guys had on Baylor AD Mac Rhodes this week. What is his sense on where we're going with all this insanity right now?
Well, I think he's like everybody else. He feels like at least the chapter on the House first NCAA settlement being approved allows, there's still so much uneasiness. There's still so much unknown, but he does feel like just get that, like that seemed like that took forever to get to, but he does feel like that page is turned. There are still many things, but he does feel like that the college athletics, I think he mentioned initially a 12 to 18 month window to get to like where there's everything answered. And a lot of that is the legal issues. And then he said, well, maybe it's 18 to 24 months. I'm telling you, Pete, I got to the point, I know Craig and Paul, we just zoned out whenever we, you know, there's always something about the House settlement. Oh my God. And then I don't know if we're going to ever get, me personally, if we're ever going to get to a point where there's actually like tranquility when it comes to college athletics. But he does feel better, but he says there's so much more work to be done. Federal legislation, he mentioned that a bunch as we have seen that pop up too. He also has this college football playoff committee chairman role, right? And he's running Baylor's athletic department. But he did seem to be a little bit more at ease and calm about everything than the last time we had him on late in the fall.
What's your sense on the Big 12 in general and where this conference is when it comes to keeping pace with the SEC and the Big Ten as much as they can in the new world order that college sports is about to enter?
If they do cap the salary, the revenue sharing at 20.5, and I know that's going to go up every year for the next, 10 years. If they actually do monitor and check the NIL and Deloitte, If they actually do that and they just aren't saying it, then it gives teams in the Big 12, most of the teams in the ACC, they've got some alphas, some blue bloods that can take care of themselves. But I do believe that if, in fact, they monitor what really is being given to these student athletes, how much of it's legitimate, how much of it is enticement, if they do that, but I think everybody's going to, you know, work together. I think everybody's going to have an even playing field. Although, listen, Georgia, Alabama, although, you know, their AD, Byrne, has mentioned that they can't just keep this arms race going. Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, name them, they can do it. The Big 12 has right now one school, Texas Tech, who's playing, okay, these are the rules. We're going to play by the rules. They're not doing anything illegal. They have absolutely thrown it down. It's kind of like, shaken some of the other schools and other conferences, right, Pete? They're like, well, wait a minute. They can't do that. Why not? Everybody's been doing that for a long, long time. I say that, you know, as far as getting players to their campus, they're doing everything that appears between the within the rules. I know there's been some tampering charges. I think more of that's just like, wait a minute. This is supposed to be our own country club, Pete. This is only supposed to be 18 to 35 schools. They're not allowed to be a part of this. It's like back when the Masters was segregated, back when they didn't allow women, you know, all, and then all of a sudden, of course, that changed. And I'm not, that's a different analogy, but you know what I mean? I think if, as long as they literally and they truly monitor what is NIL driven, what is something that somebody's earning, yeah, the value of that person makes a difference too, but as long as it, like, for example, everybody's at 20.5, if they want to be, well, is that going to be everybody? Are they going to be at 50.5? I don't trust any, I don't trust anything in college football that somebody's not going to try to find a way to push that envelope and maybe even cheat.
Well, it's been going on since the start of the sport. We all know that. I mean,
it's the bag man or the envelopes. I know SMU's like the poster child of all of that, but a lot of schools have been caught red-handed doing things they weren't supposed to do or aren't supposed to be doing. I want to believe that this will make a difference, but I don't trust the system because I think the system has been broken so many different times.
Well said. So what about, you know, Joey McGuire, you mentioned Texas Tech. He's going into a pivotal year for him based on all the money they've spent out there in Lubbock. You covered him, I believe, back in his high school football days.
Yes,
so how prepared do you think he is going to be for this moment and this point, which is arguably the most important football season of his entire coaching career?
Yeah, the thing about Joey, he can win the room. He can win the press conference. He can win you over. And I consider him a very good friend. I mean, a great friend of mine from back when he was at Cedar Hill High School. And then he was hired by Matt Rhule to come to Baylor. And, of course, eventually moved on to Tech. 8-5 is great. No matter how you get there, whether you start slow, finish well, finish poorly. They're not spending all of that money to go 8-5. Now, if they string them together, Texas Tech fans have to be very realistic. Other than a handful of schools, you know, like Mike Leach had some great success. That 08 team was very right on the cusp of playing for perhaps a BCS national championship. But they've never won the conference title. They've never won a Big 12 title. That's nearly 30 years ago. So I understand they're going to want more. Bowl wins is one thing. They're going to want playoff appearances. They're going to want to win 10 games. I still think Texas Tech fans should be careful not to try to like just jump, oh, like bam, like whatever, and be happy with success. But they're not spending all this money just to go 8-5. And I do believe, I think Joey can handle it. I have no question in my mind he can handle it. He's got everything around him to handle it, the structure, all of that. He's a hell of a football coach. He's a great motivator. He's got these two new coordinators who are both high, fast-rising names and guys who have done it before. But I do think that, yeah, 8-5 is – that's the floor. He can't drop to 6-7 or lose a bowl game to go 6-6. He can't struggle to get to 8-5, depending on what happens with injuries. But I do think, I think he knows it. He's told us that. He knows. They're doing all this because they want to get to that 10-2 or whatever that number would be if they get to the postseason.
Now, of course, the team in your backyard, Baylor, and then, of course, the team up the road, TCU, you know them both very well. I feel like these two programs, David, are getting overlooked going into the season. It would not shock me if either or both are competing atop the Big 12 and playing for a Big 12 championship game come December. But there's a lot of attention on Texas Tech and on Kansas State. And not that they can't be great, but I feel like Baylor and TCU are being overlooked. Is that your sense down there or not as much?
Craig, who my son, who's a co-host, and Paul, we all think that TCU is going to be really good. You know, with Josh Hoover, Sonny Dykes has been confident, but not over the top. You know, we've had him on a couple of different times. I think TCU kind of likes where they are. And I, you know, Baylor was, if it wasn't for Sawyer Robertson, they might not even be on the pages of anybody. And it does, it, he has given the fan base, he's given the program a belief because he's so good. And, you know, he played sometimes last year where he couldn't even be as mobile as he was when he first took over for Daquan Finn. He has been, listen, I'm not trying to compare him to anyone walking on water. Like, you know, they had the runs of RG3, Bryce Petty, Seth Russell. He has a chance to have that kind of impact, though, Pete. He is really good, and they've been able to surround him with just enough touch of the transfer portal to and what they have coming back. I do think here's the thing about Baylor, and you know this. Here's the whole thing about the Big 12. We never know. The 2020 COVID doesn't – I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't count. 21, Baylor comes out of nowhere. They were 2-7 to what, 12-2. They were the fifth-ranked team in the country. They would have been in the playoff and might have had a first-round bye depending on how many teams were in the playoff. Then they go back. And then when they go back, here comes TCU with that unbelievable run before Georgia torched them. That came out of nowhere. Arizona State last year, they were like the last pick in the meet. Now, again, it's the media. We're always not very smart. But they were dead last when it came to the preseason poll. And they were really good and a play away from beating Texas to get to the semifinals. The Big 12, here's there are no alpha dogs. I mean, Iowa State, Kansas State, BYU, Arizona State, all of them coming off really good years. But there is no 800-pound gorilla. Even when Texas was not very good for around a decade and they were floundering and they didn't know where they were, even they still were thought of as an 800-pound gorilla. They weren't. They were not. Oklahoma, year in and year out, was that team. Right now, the Big 12 doesn't have anybody who you have to go, uh-oh. You could go based on what they did last year, maybe the last couple of years. But I think that's what makes the conference so damn exciting. And so TCU, sure, they can jump up and get in the championship game. Baylor, they've done it, what, three or four times. They've done the champ. They lost to Oklahoma, and then that miraculous ending against Oklahoma State. So they've been there. That's the thing about Tech, and also going back to Joey, Pete, they haven't even been close. Now, last year, I think they beat like two or three of the best teams in the top of the standings, but they have not ever really gone into the last weekend with a chance to make the Big 12 championship game. And so that's what's going to prove it. Go prove it. Maybe they do. I think they're good enough to do that, but go prove it. But yeah, TCU, Baylor, both of them, in my opinion, are under the radar. Tech's not under the radar. Everyone's talking about Tech. And then you have the other ones with what Campbell's done, what K-State's done with Klieman, and also all of a sudden Kalani. And now the quarterback situation is going to make a difference on what happens there with Retzloff in that situation. And then Dillingham is like, this guy's a rock star with what he's done at Arizona State. And do they have the engine, the motor, the belief with Scadaboo gone that can be that difference maker for them? But they're loaded too.
I don't think this year in the Big 12, David, is going to look like last year where the standings were upside down. I mean, Oklahoma State, Utah at the bottom, and then, like you said, Arizona, BYU, Colorado at the top. But is there a team that you think has a chance to be this year's Arizona State in the Big 12?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Other than ones we've talked about, again, there's 16 teams. I'm trying to make sure I don't – like, I need to see Oklahoma State. I'm not – I think Utah will get back in the mix.
I'm with you.
But that's not going to be Arizona State. Arizona right. State was left for dead. They had nothing, everyone thought. And then all of a sudden, Levitt, of course, the transfer quarterback makes a difference. And Dillingham coached his butt off. How about with Lance Leipold at KU after they were a disappointment last year, and then they made that run, lost to Baylor that gave them the losing record, and they don't make it to a bowl game. How about if they keep Jalen Daniels healthy and he has the full offseason, which he's had, and maybe Lance Leipold fills a gap or two or has filled a gap or two? Maybe there's someone that could put themselves in a position, because that was another disappointing team last year.
Yeah.
The Shockers were Arizona State. And I haven't forgot about Houston, Willie Fritz. It's not time yet. Man, he's a great coach. It's not time yet. I can't imagine UCF. It's that time yet. Cincinnati, they've got the quarterback back. I like what they have. It's not time yet. So I would think that if it's not who we've already discussed, which was five or six teams, then maybe. I love Lance Leipold and what he does. But I like a lot of these coaches. But maybe Jalen Daniels is who he was a couple of years ago and can stay upright and stay healthy doing that. They lost a lot of players, lost linemen, they lost running backs. But I do like KU.
How about Oklahoma State, Utah, two of the big disappointments last year. Yeah. And they're led by, you know, two of the longest tenure coaches in the entire sport. If you had to buy stock over the next 5 years, Utah, Oklahoma State, after last season, who are you buying, David?
We actually talked a little bit about that, Pete. I think it was either yesterday or today. I'm getting old, so I don't remember. But here's the thing about if one of those two, if you could only pick one, I'd pick Utah. I like Dampier, the quarterback. I still think Oklahoma State's trying to figure that out. I don't know. I'm hoping for Gundy that he hasn't lost it. I don't think you'd lose it. You could sometimes not change with the times. And I think he's been through that. But I like Dampier, the quarterback at Utah. If you look at their slide, they had won 10 games a couple of years in a row. Then it went 8-5. That's when Rising got hurt and they felt kind of slid. And then last year was a disaster. I think they're still good. They just had such a drama at the quarterback position, Pete, with Cam Rising. Is he going to play? Is he going to play? He plays. Is he going to play next week? And I think that held them, not in a negative way to him. I think that held Kyle Whittingham, the offensive staff, and the entire program for hostage, not on purpose, but because you want – can he play? If he can play, we want him to play. But I think that's what also led eventually to the last couple of years for them to slide down from – they won the Pac-12. They played in Rose Bowls. They're really good. But maybe they still have that core, and with Dampier at quarterback, that gives them a chance to take it back to where they used to be.
David, how surprised have you been by the success of the new Big 12 teams, whether it's Houston dominating basketball? Yep. I mean, Arizona State, BYU, Colorado in football last year. Arizona baseball gets to the College World Series. Yep. How surprised have you been by that success of these new teams?
I had somebody reach out to me, and I don't know if it was while I was out of pocket. I was in Florida to see a couple of my two brothers that are left. I lost my older brother about a year ago. But I was in Florida or on the airplane, and somebody sent me included me in a tweet. How impressed have you been with the newcomers being the ones that have really been the ones that's held up the conference? Arizona State football, and you mentioned Arizona baseball, Houston, which was in that first wave to replace Texas and OU, et cetera, in what they've done. BYU's been very competitive, not only with what they did in football, but they were really good last year, and they're loaded for bear this year in basketball. Colorado, be interesting to see what Deion does without all those stars, especially Shador and Travis Hunter. I thank God. I mean, I've gone around. Thank God, Pete, that these teams did what they did, because otherwise, although some have kind of held their own, these teams went into the national part of it. Arizona State, Arizona, and Houston went deep into the national. And my goodness, Houston was so close to winning that title. Man, they've had heartbreak when it comes to that in their history in basketball. And what Arizona State did was just not – everyone thought that would have been Utah last year. But what they did, they need somebody, and I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. They need somebody to not be up and down good, not to be a dark horse or surprise team, under the radar good. They need somebody to be good for a stretch of time that is not – like people guessing who they are when it comes to preseason rankings and more. They need a couple of teams to be good, whatever sport, for 5, 6, 7, 8 years in a row. They need that desperately.
What about Baylor, the team, of course, in your backyard? Dave Aranda was on a hot seat from the outside looking in. And then, of course, they close really strong the second half of last year. Listen, they could win the Big 12 this year. They could go 6-6. That's probably half the league right now.
That is half.
So what is his security at this point in time down in Waco?
It's a great question. Let's just say this. If you're not very good or you're average, but you're an absolute terror to be around, like if you're a miserable person or you're just not good and not good with the people, then gone. Dave Aranda survived a nightmarish 4-8 season. Remember, 12-2, then they end 6-7, where they faded down the stretch, got blown out by Air Force in Fort Worth, and then they were terrible the next year. And then, like you said, they were 2-4. Dave Aranda survives. One, Mac Rhodes with tremendous patience, which is not his – that is not one of his fortes, believe me. But he believed in Dave Aranda. And now – listen, some of the fans now that think he's a genius or whatever, they're like, no, they wanted him gone. That was before the season started. Then they're 2-4. Dave Aranda, and I know that some people roll their eyes, Dave Aranda, the person, allowed Dave Aranda, the football coach, to come back for 2024 and even start 2-4 when his seat was a broiler. And it was who he was and how he handles himself and who he is around other people that was as important as his record at that time. Now, he can't go back to 4-8. Too much money, too much is on the line. But that's what allowed him to stay around, to be able to turn that corner, which I did not see, Pete. 2-4, it's 4-8. 2-4, they'll be lucky as hell to get to 5-7. But there's something about them playing in Lubbock against Texas Tech the last couple of times when they've been kind of on the edge, that is pretty miraculous. They just go into Lubbock and they play really well there. And that's what turned the season around last year when it looked like that Tech could have put a fork in Dave Aranda and Baylor, and they didn't.
All right. So last thing for you, David Smoke, Brett Yormark and the future of this conference. Obviously, he's done a tremendous job. But how quickly do you think he can get us out of these ESPN Plus deals that we seem to find ourselves in with this damn conference way too often?
Yeah, they he's got that tough, street smart, kind of like, I'm not trying to say he's like the Sopranos. Believe me, that maybe, I don't know. But
you would take that as a compliment, I think.
I think he probably do like, hey, Smokey, thank you. Oh. Yeah. But I was disappointed, and I even asked him once about giving so much power and money to the Big Ten and the SEC when it comes to the college football playoff. But he's kind of turned that corner, Pete, where they're like, screw this automatic qualifier. Like, if you're the Big 12, you get one. You get one, and you're lucky if you get, two. We didn't do it long enough to be able to find that out. So when they had a chance, Craig said this before, hey, two's twice as many as one. Two out of 16 is a better percentage than one out of 12. And when Big 12 ADs, presidents, and Yormark said, no, let's go earn it. We need to go earn it. I was like, man, you guys are nuts. But I love that. It kind of shows you're betting on, maybe the bad hand. But I love that because that's the whole thing. The only way they're going to get out of ESPN Plus, there's not any, again, no blue bloods. It would take 10 years of success for anyone in this conference to be truly a blue blood. Maybe 20 years. Is they got to start beating people. I don't care where they play them. Now, they're not a lot of non-conference. No, Baylor opens against Auburn at home. Win that game. Well, then the thing will be, well, Auburn's still kind of on their way back. I don't give a damn. It's Auburn. It's the SEC. Go win those games. And I think they need to do that. And until they do, I don't know if the ESPN Plus is ever going to be something that they get away from. But go make Fox. Go make ESPN, ESPNU, ESPN2, whatever the heck they call it. Go make them want to put your games on because you're relevant, because you're good. You know, Baylor, and I'm just speaking for them, when they had those teams with Coach Briles, those teams were rock stars. And again, it all died in a bad way, but they were rock stars. They wanted game day, wanted to be here. Those networks knew that was a rock star team. The way they played, they were kind of rebellious. They were kind of like, wear the black uniforms and the chrome helmets. And they're like, man, I'm not trying to go back to have that recreated, but something like that needs to happen with that kind of success. TCU was the same way. They forced themselves on ABC and ESPN, and somebody's got to do that. And until they do, I think you're going to see a lot of ESPN Plus.
Well, you guys do a great job there at 365 Sports. David Smoke joining us on Heartland College Sports. And we are grateful for the time, my friend. Thanks for being here.
Pete, you do an incredible job. And I love you're always so well prepared. And I get to watch you even when I'm not live with you or on the show with you. Love what you do, man. Keep it up. And thanks for your time, too.
I appreciate that. David Smoke on Heartland College Sports. Make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel, the podcast, and always appreciate our radio affiliates at heartlandcollegesports.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.